Perfect.
All right.
So I'm here with.
The name is Nick Herms. I am. Introduce myself. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I am. I'm a freshman here at Concordia Moorhead. I come from the great city of Annandale, Minnesota, and I guess I am in track.
Track. I'm just trying to break into our interview here. Man. We're good. We're good.
That's right. We're okay. Yeah. But so from Annandale. I have a wonderful family, which I guess is the topic of this recording.
We're here to kind of go over, touch base on the divorce that happened in your family.
Yes,
between your mother and your father.
Yes.
So just kind of take me through, let's see, when did the idea of the divorce come up?
Sure. So I guess this goes back to... I guess it was 10th grade, and it was around spring break, and I guess at that time I was a very innocent boy. I like a lot of, I think, guys, maybe perhaps girls as well. The March Madness is right around that time, so especially that day during school, because it was like the last day of school before spring break. I had gone to like track practice, I believe. I went home. I was a happy man. I was ready to watch some basketball and just, you know, relax over spring break. Mm-hmm. And then I come into the house. I'm just sitting down watching a basketball game. And then my dad, he barges into the door or into the house. And he's very upset. And that's something, I mean, it's not like, that's not normal to see. Like, parents get upset. Mm-hmm. But like, he was upset. So,
yeah.
And then he starts talking about, like, my mother, she's... stolen, I guess not necessarily stolen, but she's like taken money from, I guess it would be technically like a trust fund, I believe, for that was set aside for my brother when he turned, I don't remember if it was 18, 21, it was something like that, but regardless, she had taken money from there and I guess cheated on my dad, so he found out, I think, through a police report, I believe, that he had in his hands or something, and then he starts talking about, like, yeah, she's cheated, she's stolen all this money, and he's livid, and then I think later that day, he surely just said, like, I think it's time, we need a divorce, and of course, clearly, this is, in my opinion, I thought that was a fairly good reason why mm-hmm. that occurred, but yeah, so I guess, yeah, it was spring break in my 10th grade year, that happened, and I guess things just went into a downward spiral from there.
Gotcha.
I guess you could
say. Yeah. So kind of take me through like your initial reaction to the divorce
and
your attitude and your mindset
going
through it.
Yeah. So as I said, I had been a very innocent, and I don't know if I would go as far to say like sheltered, but like the idea of like my parents fighting on that in that sort of manner was not something that I had really experienced. Like, sure, people get in arguments, but like mm-hmm. I think that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
So, but like this one was much, much different just because of the circumstances of what would happen. So once I had heard that, I was put into shock because the idea of a divorce was like something I never wanted to think about just because that would like ruined the normal, my life that I had been living for the past, I guess, I don't know, 16, 17 years at that time. So I was in, I guess the first reaction was certainly like shock, like, wow, this has just happened. This is something that I never imagined would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, because I wrote this in a paper of mine, I believe, that following year for school, is I went into my room and I just sat there and just thought like, what do I do now? This is unbelievable. Like
mm-hmm.
this is something I never would have imagined happened to me. So I sat in my room and I just thought like, wow, what do I do here from here? Like, I don't want to be around my parents per se, I guess, especially my mother, because I never imagined her to do that. She was a wonderful person to me and she still is, but like, That was certainly something. So I kind of just isolated myself, I think would be the
mm-hmm.
right word. And I just sort of planned out, like, where do I go from here going on in life? And I think I had either gotten a job at that time, or because of that event, I seeked out a job. And then I also remember working with my dad a lot and just hearing him blowing off steam and ranting about it. So I guess it was, I was certainly in shock. And then I guess I immediately went like, I didn't really want to dwell on the past because I know that can certainly be a harmful thing. So I think I was in shock. I was very, I guess, saddened as well. Maybe a little depressed, I would say, a little bit. And then, and then I was just like, I need to go forward from here because this is certainly not a good place to be in. So that's where I thought to myself, where do I go from here? And then I went from there and then moved on, I guess, in a sense, I would say.
So how long would you say that time period was of, like, kind of the depression that you were talking about, sadness?
Sure. I think probably, I would say the majority of that spring break, I needed to process, like, what was happening. And speaking of my job, I had gotten a job at Walmart. That was, like, my first, like, official job. And now that I think about it, I think I had gotten that, like, right before this has happened, and then, and I was very happy, like, wow, this is my first job, this is good, and then that happened, and then, or this divorce thing happened, and I'm just like, dang, this really sucks. Now I'm not really as happy as I thought, but certainly over that spring break, it was a rough time, and I think, even though I wasn't really excited to go to work, I believe I worked a little bit over that spring break, and that was a time for me to, like, get away and just get out of that environment and just be with, I think I worked with my friends there, and I was just, I didn't want to bring that up because that was just something, that was not the time to bring it up, but I just, it was a, that time over spring break working with my dad and at work, it was a great time to get away, and I think by the time that spring break ended, I was in a much better state of mind. I certainly probably wasn't ready to talk about it yet. I know I wasn't ready to talk about it, but, like, I was in a much better state of mind, and I was much more motivated to, I guess, go forward from there and just not necessarily run away from it, but sort of run away from, like, get away from that from now on, perhaps. Because my mindset was, maybe sometime else I'll have time to think about it. I've got to distract myself, really. That was the idea for the most part.
So you mentioned that you worked with your friends. Over spring break. Was it Walmart?
It was Walmart.
So, how did your friends end up finding out? And, like, what was that process like? Was it awkward? And did they look at you any differently? Or
So, as I said, finishing out that like school year, 10th grade, was certainly not fun by any means. Now knowing, or I guess knowing to me what had happened and what was going to happen in the future, but, like, they didn't find out until, it wasn't over the summer because, as I said, I guess I was probably open to sharing about it, but I think they either hadn't heard about it or they just didn't want to ask me because, of course, that's certainly a sensitive topic to be talking about. I would say, I don't know if I would approach somebody like that, but, so I definitely, it wasn't going to happen the rest of that 10th grade year just because I was still processing what was happening. It wasn't going to happen over the summer just because I don't think I was in, like, a mature enough place to, like, realize that I'm going through something bad and, like, maybe a good way to would be to talk about it with people, but I instead sort of kept it within me, which was it a good idea? I don't really know. I guess we're here now. I'm feeling much better, but, like, that certainly wasn't the time, I guess, within maturity level me and, like, the mind space I was in. But I think it happened that junior year, like, early on. I think some of my, like, the better friends I had gotten to know over the summer, they eventually started to ask me about it. And at that time, as I said, I was certainly open to talk about it, but I wasn't going to, like, be on or just go out of my way to talk about it.
Yeah.
But they eventually asked me. I sort of told them the story. They were perhaps just as shocked as me, like, something that would happen because that wasn't something I think a lot of my friends thought my parents would do because they didn't really see that side of my parents arguing and stuff like that. But they found out, probably that junior year shortly on. And I think they certainly, I hope, viewed me the same because it's one of those things where, like, it happened, but I didn't really want any sympathy for it just because, like, I don't know, I don't want that kind of attention because, I don't know, it certainly changed me, but it's not, like, something that, like, like revolutionized my mind. Like yeah. I'm still me. So uh-huh. like I think they did, and I hope they just saw me as I'm a normal person. I'm a friend.
Yeah.
Sure, this happened to me, but like I don't know. I'm still here. I'm still mm-hmm. feeling this the same.
Gotcha.
Now, I guess just that.
Yeah, happened. Yeah.
But yeah.
So I was kind of backtracking a little bit
no,
here.
No, sure, sure.
So did you notice any signs of this possibly happening, or was it pretty much just a complete shock?
Sure. Yeah, I think it certainly was at the time, because as I said, I was a child who didn't really want to look at bad things like that with a family. Like I wanted to have, I guess I wouldn't say I wanted to have the perfect family, but I viewed my parents, like I looked at that up to them. I still do look up to them as like
yeah.
very important people in my life. So mm-hmm. when conflicts are happening like that, when they did, as I said, they argued, and now looking back on it, maybe they, or I guess they certainly maybe argued more than, I guess, a quote-unquote normal family, whatever that means.
Yeah,
but they argued frequently as I look back in hindsight on it. So certainly at the time, I was oblivious to any idea, like, or any idea of that thing happening. But
mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, there were certainly definitely signs about it. And now that I think about it, I actually think there was a time when I was in a freshman, I think, in high school, and I'd been picked up from basketball practice by my mother, and
uh-huh.
I used to always, I mean, I still do like to like be in a car with my mother just one-on-one, because she's great at asking questions, and I love talking, as we can certainly see here. So she would always ask questions, and I think this one time when she picked me up, she was in a different mood, and she like said, I think I'm going to get a divorce, or what are your opinions on me getting a divorce? And it was one of those times, just like when I heard they were getting a divorce, where I was just like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
And I think my first like reaction was like, no, that'll never happen. No,
yeah.
no, no, no. And I think once again, that's just me. I never wanted that to happen. But now looking back on it, it was certainly something that was definitely going to happen. And I think talking to my mother, she had wanted to do it for, I guess, not a fairly long time, but as I'd gotten older, like, yeah, I think it was something that was going to happen, but
gotcha.
As I said, I was rather oblivious to it
mm-hmm.
at the time, just because I don't want to worry
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, yeah.
So, let's see. Let's kind of, we'll jump ahead again.
No,
here.
Yes,
sorry.
Of course. Kinda yes.
Chronologically,
no,
a little
sure. That's
mixed up.
Good.
But
no worries. No
so, kind of, what is your relationship with your parents now? Like, what does that look
sure,
like?
Sure, sure, sure. So, I guess, right away when it happened, as I'd sort of alluded to, like, I didn't really want to, I wouldn't necessarily want to be with my mother, but I was just, like, in shock that she had done something like that. Because, as I said, I had looked up to her. She was a very important figure in my life.
Yeah.
Like most people, I would assume, so... Once I had heard that happen, like, right away, I was just like, I don't really want to be around you at the time. I really just want to be by myself, which
mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't really want to be around anybody at the time, but
yeah.
certainly not my mother, just because I was, like, so surprised that had happened. But, and then that in, I guess, the rest of that school year and going into that summer, the same feelings were sort of there. I think I certainly wasn't a mature enough person at the time where, like, I didn't really, like, I'd sort of, like, I guess sheltered myself totally away from her. Like, I had, like, basically pushed myself away from her, especially during that end of that school year where I was worried about school and all this other stuff, so I'm just like, I don't really want to worry about that right now, which I think that sort of disillusioned us from each other
mm-hmm.
at that time. But then as time had gone on, especially once she had finally moved out and, like, I wasn't with her as much, I realized that, dang, I think I should probably be spending time with her and, like, hanging out with her more and stop, like, avoiding her like this
yeah.
just because, like,
gotcha.
That's certainly not a good thing to do. In my mind, like, sure, she did something bad, but, like, still, she is my mother, so,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
I think regardless of what she's done, I still should value her as a person, which I certainly do now.
Yeah.
But definitely at that time, like, I was just not in the right mind space to do it. And I guess, I don't know, I think I was, now looking back on it, I think that was maybe not the right thing to do, because she was certainly hurt at the time, and I guess I was certainly hurt at the time, and I probably should have maybe done something about it, maybe either talk to somebody or do something about it. But of course, as I said, I kind of put everything in, and that sort of affected me. It certainly, I know for a fact it certainly affected her at the time, but other than that, as time has gone on, and I have like realized that, dang, I've definitely done something that's maybe not the best thing to do in my personal opinion. So I started to certainly recuperate our relationship, which I definitely told her, and I guess I had to tell myself as well, like, it's definitely not going to happen right away, because this is a very serious thing that happened.
Yeah.
So it certainly took a lot of time, and definitely over that junior year, it took a while, but I eventually realized that I need to start doing more, in my opinion. So then I started hanging out with her more and trying to build back what we had built up for the past 15 years or so.
Yeah.
So then over that junior year, and then as I mentioned before, I'd written a paper, and especially then I started to realize that, again, once more, she'd done something wrong. But again, that's it's in the past. You need to sometimes not worry about the past, more so, and focus on the future and what's important. I think that the relationship with your mother is very important. So
Yeah. That's
when I certainly started to realize that junior year into that summer, I really started to build that relationship back up. And I think certainly as of now, a relationship with my mother is much, much better than it was, especially at the start when I heard about the divorce.
Yeah.
And then over time, it's definitely gotten better. And then I guess my dad, nothing really bad happened, because of course he wasn't really in the wrong in that situation. I mean, I guess he got a divorce, but I guess in my eyes, that's sort of justified, in my opinion, to do that. And especially because we weren't really kids at the time. We were all, my entire family, we were fairly grown up. So like, which I guess in and of itself can be a bad thing, but besides the point, we were grown up, that was justified. So my relationship with my dad certainly hasn't changed at all. I value him as a great parent, a great dad as well, a very hardworking man. The same goes as my mother now. Certainly not back then, but now I can certainly value the relationship I have with my mother.
Gotcha.
And my
cool.
Father.
Yes. You mentioned in your pre-interview that you have some siblings, correct?
Yes, yep.
Name or whatever.
Sure. Yes, so I have a brother, his name is Andrew, he is 21 at the time, and then I have a sister, her name is Carly, she is now in eighth grade, I believe.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And did the divorce affect your relationship with your siblings at all, and were you guys kind of there for each other, supporting each other?
Sure.
How did that
look? So, I think it didn't really, it certainly didn't affect our relationship in a bad way, I would say. Like, we didn't, like, choose sides in the situation and, like I don't know, duke it out like a family, like the Hatfields or McCoys or something like that. But I think we understood, especially myself, and I'm assuming my siblings did as well, that this wasn't really, like, something that's in between us. It's more so our parents. So, as I said, we were old. We were much more grown up than when a lot of divorces happen. So I think we let them sort it out, and then we just kind of went on our own. So I would say our relationships together, it certainly didn't change. But perhaps during the divorce, I think, and this is once more looking back, hindsight, but I don't think we really did a good job to, like, check up on each other. And I'm not here to hate, but again, this is just hindsight of me being a cynical man and just looking at all the negatives, but it's whatever. But I think we, and I don't really know what was going on with my sister or my brother at the time, because as I said, I had isolated myself and just kind of went on my own, which in that situation perhaps wasn't the best idea. But I have a feeling they did the same thing as me, where they also sort of isolated themselves and perhaps thought about what was going on. And then I know they moved on fairly quickly, just as myself, where this is something we don't really, I personally would not like to dwell on. And I know my sister didn't really want to dwell on this. And I know my brother, he was at college at the time. So I guess it didn't really affect him as much as us did, because we were home and he really wasn't. So, but I'm assuming it certainly affected him as well, because I mean, they're still his parents too.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
I think certainly my sister, she was the youngest, so I have a feeling it affected her perhaps a little more than myself. But I don't know if she's learned this from me or maybe my dad, because that's where I learned it from, but she also likes to perhaps internalize her emotions, so I don't think she showed it really as much as I did either. So I guess it's a good question to see just how much it affected her, but at least on the outside, she stayed strong just as much as I did and everybody else.
So yeah.
I think it probably affected her, but as I said, she certainly didn't show it, which, a good or a bad thing, I don't know. But
gotcha.
Yeah, that's what happened, I guess, really, or my siblings.
Gotcha,
I
gotcha.
Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier in the interview that the divorce kind of forced you to grow up a little bit faster.
Yep.
Would you say that, I mean, that can be, I think that can be a good thing and a bad thing at the same time.
Would you say
that you, do you think you missed out on maybe some childhood,
yeah,
I don't know, activities with
your
parents?
Sure.
Like, do you think you missed out on some of those?
And I think that's certainly something I have thought about a lot more since I have been, or my parents have been divorced. And I especially noticed that with, like, my friends who have, like, very healthy relationships, or their parents do, and they do with their family as well, where they bond a lot more. I talk with my parents a lot more, but they talk about things that I don't necessarily talk about with my parents, like, I guess, emotion stuff and stuff like that. It's not necessarily something I talk about with my parents, and I'm not saying that I really am really wanting to talk about those. Like, I wouldn't mind talking about those, but like, if it doesn't happen, I guess I'm not really that concerned. But like,
yeah.
Other than that, like, bonding wise, yeah, I'd say I sort of do miss out on stuff that, as I've once more like observed now, like that my friends and families do with like their families and their extended families, the stuff they bond compared to the stuff we do is,
mm-hmm.
It's certainly different, but it's different, and I still enjoy when I do bond with my family, so
yeah.
I'm not necessarily like, dang, I wish we could do it like them, because I feel like the way we do it is certainly, it's enjoyable in my mind, and I think it's definitely fine to me, so,
yeah.
And maybe it's not fine to other people in my family, but I certainly enjoy how we handle our bonding and stuff like that. So I wouldn't necessarily say I'm like longing or I have like missed out on. I'm not like upset that I've missed out on, or I guess I don't do the things that like my friends do, like their families do. I'm not necessarily like saddened by the fact that I don't do those, but
yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah, we do it differently, but like, that's fine with me. Like, even though I tend to observe those differences much more, I don't necessarily view it as like, dang, I wish we were like that, or our family was like this.
Yeah.
I enjoy the family, like, how we are, so, like,
yeah.
I'm okay with, like, the way we go about things,
gotcha.
I would say. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Cool.
Certainly.
So, I remember learning, I don't know where I did, but I learned that when you're gonna tell your kids about a divorce,
yes,
they say not to do it over a holiday,
sure,
just so they don't like associate that,
yeah,
with the future.
Yes,
in the future they don't associate that holiday,
sure,
with the divorce.
Yep.
You said that it kind of happened during spring break, especially,
yes,
from March Madness.
Yes.
Do you, like, when that time comes around, do you have any sore feelings?
Yes.
Does that happen?
And I guess I have a smile on my face right now, because I don't necessarily like, I certainly do like associate like mentally like March Madness, like spring break, with that event, but I guess I don't necessarily like view it in bad terms as much as I used to, because I know like last year, or no, not last year, but junior year, I certainly was like, dang, this happened during this time. I was a little saddened by the fact like that it happened, but
yeah.
Now, as I said, I've certainly grown as a person, and my parents have grown as a person. Our entire family has certainly grown from an event that it wasn't necessarily the most enjoyable thing, but I think we as a family, we've moved on past it, or I guess I know I certainly have, and I know my parents have as well. So I think during that time, like, I'll look back at it, but I don't necessarily do it in like a negative sense anymore. I'm kind of like, huh, like, yeah, that happened during this time, but like, it's not a thing that puts me down anymore. I kind of just acknowledge that happened, and then, you know,
gotcha,
move on, because
yeah.
I think I have much better or more important or things to worry about.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring myself down.
Gotcha.
Fun,
gotcha.
Time.
Yes. Last question here.
Certainly.
So what's your biggest biggest takeaway from this whole experience?
Sure. I would have to say the fact that I think it's okay to like be in a I guess vulnerable or negative space in some circumstances, such as right after this divorce happened. But I say that sort of not like it's a good thing to be in a negative place, but like I think it's an okay thing to be in a negative place because, yeah. And perhaps like you have you're in a down spot or something, because especially my mindset during a time like that is that it can only go up from here. Something negative has happened, but you can only get better from here. So it's in your best interest to push on, be as strong as you can and push on from that time. Try to bring yourself back up and perhaps move on and grow from a situation like that, such as I did with this divorce. So, but yeah, I think it's best to understand that if you're in a dark spot or a negative space or something bad happens to you, just know it's going to get better from there. Maybe not right away, such as the divorce. It certainly didn't happen right away, but over time, it happened, and I grew as a person, and I'm thankful for, I guess I'm not necessarily thankful that it happened, but I'm thankful for the results that came afterwards for myself, and I guess the strengthening of our family and our bond that we had. So
gotcha.
I guess, yeah, that would be my piece of advice.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, sweet. Thanks again for opening up about a sensitive topic.
Of course. But, yes.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you for having me as well.
Thanks again.
Yes, there you have it.
Perfect. All right. Hold it. Thanks.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so yeah, like I said, it's going to be pretty short. But,
Certainly, of course.
So, kind of take me through what your life was like before the divorce happened. Like,
sure,
what
sure,
you did,
sure.
Like, what you did for fun, where you grew up.
Yes, yeah,
stuff like that.
So, I mean, I don't necessarily know what would be considered, like, a normal person's life, but I think the life before the divorce, and maybe that's, I would say perhaps the first, I gotta do some math here. Maybe the first 13 or 14 years of my life, I would say, would be like a normal life. Like I mean, I went to school. I wasn't really the best at school right away. I didn't really care as much. And my parents, they set me straight. They helped out. They cared a lot about that. So
gotcha.
Did stuff like that. And then I was like, I was in sports. I competed in basically all the sports. Football, my dad was my coach. Basketball, my dad was my coach. Baseball, my dad was my coach.
Oh, wow.
I had all my friends with me as well. We'd hang out all the time. I was usually going over to people's house, but like,
yeah.
So whatever. They'd come over sometimes too. But like, I'd say it was pretty like, if you could consider, if there was like a definition of normal, like for a kid's life, I think I don't remember having like a lot of problems with my, like my living situation. I think there's certainly, I wouldn't say like problems with me, but I was a very emotional kid. I hated getting yelled at, but like I think my parents, they care enough. Like they yelled at me when I deserved to be yelled at, which was pretty frequently as a kid.
Yeah.
But then I wised up. I started like to mature a little bit as I grown up. So
gotcha. Like,
I would say it was a pretty pretty normal life.
Yeah.
I would say.
Okay.
Beforehand.
Cool. And one other one, like,
sure.
I know it's a little, like, random, but...
No.
Could you take me through, like, what was both of your parents, like, sides of the story, almost? Like,
sure,
what was their
sure.
experience?
That is a very good question, actually,
yeah.
We don't just want to... Because, like, I would say, from the interview before, I wasn't trying to hate on my mom, but just telling the story, it was pretty, like, I would say pretty one-sided, like... That's why all my friends, like, immediately took my side. Like, they're like, dang, your mom, she's like, why would she do that?
Yeah,
and like, and I would say she certainly maybe shouldn't have done that. Maybe she should have used her words. But, like, why she did it, she told me why she, like, what was going through her mind. And I guess, well, we'll run through that now.
Yeah.
So, as I said, like, my life was normal. At least my life was normal for, like, 13 or 14 years. But, like, a year or two before that divorce had happened and, like, probably beforehand as well, I just didn't notice it. Was like, my parents, they weren't necessarily like, they, it wasn't like a, it really, like, they were parents, more or less. And my mom said this, they were more like roommates. Like, they didn't even sleep in the same room. My dad slept in one room, my mom slept in another. And, I mean, they would talk, but, like, it wasn't like, I don't think they would have, like, in-depth conversations or stuff like that. Gotcha. It was more like, they were their own people doing their own things. And I know that was definitely part of it, because she said, like, why am I even married to him? And my dad, I don't know if he was really concerned about that. He was very busy at that time. I know he was working a lot, so, like, he sort of, like, I was sort of like him, especially after that divorce. Like, I worked a lot, and that's all I cared about, and I'm assuming that probably isn't all he cared about, but, like, you know, he definitely didn't worry about the relationship. Maybe he did, but, like, he didn't really say it as much as my mother would, but yeah, that was definitely part of it. Like, they weren't really in, like, the best relationship, I would say, at the time. And I know that was something she sort of wanted. She was, I'm going to associate her, she's a very emotional person, but, I mean, she is, but, like, she's one to vocalize it more so than my dad, so she was more emotional. She wanted that connection with somebody, I think, so I know that was definitely a very big reason why she ended up going and try to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
On, I don't know how she went about doing that, but I know,
yeah,
that was probably the biggest reason. Like, their relationship certainly wasn't a husband and wife relationship. It's more like they're just living in the same house, and
gotcha,
they go about. So yeah,
yeah,
I would say that was definitely my mom's reason for doing that. And then I guess my dad's side would be, that's sort of what we talked about, like, this happened, and, like, that was a very, I would say, a pretty good reason to, like, perhaps cut ties that were already sort of going away in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, as I said before, like, my mom, she had wanted to get a divorce, I think, a long time beforehand, but I don't know, she just couldn't bring herself to do it.
Yeah.
I think that was more so because of the kids. She didn't want to, like, ruin anything there. So, like,
yeah,
that was a pretty, like, bold, or not bold move, but, like, a very thoughtful and nice thing of her to do, I would say.
Yeah.
Then eventually came together. But
gotcha.
I would say those are the two, like, conflicting sides of that story.
Okay.
That's how it sort of played out,
I guess,
I would say.
Did your dad, did he have any feelings that he, like, wanted to get a divorce at all? Or
was it... That's a good question. Like, I honestly, as I said before, like, emotionally, that wasn't necessarily something he would talk about with me, like, the kids. Maybe he talked about that with, like, his friends or something like that, but
mm-hmm.
I don't really know if he did that, but I would say maybe he probably did as well. I had a feeling he probably did, just because, as I explained, the relationship, it certainly wasn't there, but as I said before, I don't know if that was necessarily something he was really concerned about, because it really wasn't affecting him. If you were to get a divorce, like, it wouldn't really affect him, so, like, why spend all that money to go through all this stuff and do all that? So
yeah, gotcha.
I'm assuming he was thinking, like, financially speaking, like, it probably wasn't in his best interest.
Gotcha.
That's pretty, not maybe the best thing to do, but, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's all I needed to say.
There you go.
Yeah, appreciate it.
There you go. Wonderful.